Strategic Process Overview. The story of strategic planning and management starts with the business strategy, which guides the operations strategy. Without an overarching strategic plan, operations management will be isolated, fragmented, and inefficient. As a result, the desired competitive advantage will not be created. Competitive advantage is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The advantage a company has over its rivals in attracting customers and defending against competitors. Sources of the advantage include characteristics that a competitor cannot duplicate without substantial cost and risk, such as a manufacturing technique, brand name, or human skill set. The risk referred to in the definition is that the investment in strategic initiatives and resources, for example, increases in capacity, new products, could be wasted if the initiative fails. The process shown in Exhibit 1-10 is used to develop and implement strategy. It includes stages that are repeated as necessary when conditions require a substantially new approach to competition. Exhibit 1-10, Strategic Planning and Management Process, Defining Strategy and Related Plans. At its simplest level, strategy is a plan for using an organization's resources to achieve sustainable, long-term success. A business strategy defines success in a competitive context. The company is successful when it outperforms its competition. The strategy defines the key success factors, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as the product attributes, organizational strengths, and accomplishments with the greatest impact on future success in the marketplace. That will create a sustainable competitive advantage. Strategy plots a course to ensure that those factors are in place. Because of this competitive aspect, companies rarely publish their strategies. This would be giving the competition too much information. However, a business strategy can be seen in the actions a company takes or chooses not to take, the decisions that are made about. How and where the business will grow, what products or services will be developed and what they will look like, how they will be priced and promoted, how and where they will be produced and sold, how the business's resources will be selectively invested, what competencies the business will develop and enhance, how relationships with customers and suppliers will be structured, how aggressively the company will compete. The definition of strategy in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary reflects this broad reach of an organization's strategy. For an enterprise, strategy identifies how the company will function in its environment. The strategy specifies how to satisfy customers, how to grow the business, how to compete in its environment, how to manage the organization and develop capabilities within the business, and how to achieve financial objectives. Strategy formation includes two major activities, strategic planning, business planning. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the strategic plan examines how to marshal and determine actions to support the mission, goals, and objectives of an organization. Strategic plans are meant to provide direction to the company's investment of its resources over a longer time frame, more than the usual annual business planning cycle. The longer time frame for strategic plans allows these investments time to mature and produce results. Business planning provides a bridge from strategic planning to the more tactical planning described in operational strategies. It translates the strategic plan into objectives, both financial and non-financial, and allocates organizational resources to support strategic activity in all of the organization's parts. A business plan used for strategic plan refinement is to be distinguished from business plans developed by entrepreneurs seeking capital investment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines it in part as a statement of long-range strategy and revenue, cost, and profit objectives, usually accompanied by budgets, a projected balance sheet, and a cash flow, source and application of funds statement. A business plan is usually stated in terms of dollars and grouped by product family. The business plan is then translated into synchronized tactical functional plans through the production planning process or the sales and operations planning process. Although frequently stated in different terms, dollars versus units, these tactical plans should agree with each other and with the business plan. Frequent changes of strategy waste the resources invested both in planning and in strategic initiatives, for example, the building of a new manufacturing line or a research and development facility. They also weaken the confidence of investors, customers, and employees in the wisdom of the business's leaders. At the same time, strategies do change. What crafting and executing strategy calls deliberate strategy, planned proactive measures may need to be adjusted to react to changing competitive and market conditions. It becomes emergent strategy, a continual response to a dynamic environment. Strategies are re-examined periodically to make sure they still fit the business's competencies and resources, its competition, customer needs, and other external conditions. For example, new government regulations may affect the profitability of certain products or services. Similarly, increasingly complex customer needs may demand greater interaction between the customer and the company. Competitive advantage may disappear as rivals successfully imitate products or introduce their own innovations. Opportunities may appear suddenly, such as the introduction of a new technology that can decrease production costs or increase product value or quality. Consequently, strategies are revisited and revised. Ineffective elements are scrapped. New ideas are added.